Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on detachment, using sound to get to a place of presence, detachment, non-duality, and to get to a place so that you're more centered and peaceful and connected to Source. And so that's our intention, to come to this place of centeredness, connection, and more love in our lives. I always like to hold the frequency silently for a second of that intention. Okay. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about things happening at the school. We've got the, first of all, there's a meetup coming up this Friday night, Friday, March 7th. And we're going to be doing healings on each other. It's really interesting when you get a whole group of people doing a healing on one person, and then everybody gets a turn. And the cool part, though, is everybody gets a healing while everybody's doing the healing on one person. So when you're just toning or playing a bowl or doing anything, you don't have to have any experience here. It's really the whole night is a healing on everybody, even though we're working on one person's intention of what they would like to work on. And it's really cool because we've got like 30 crystal bowls, we've got gongs and horns, and we've got everything you can imagine here. And so everybody gets to play with some really fun toys, sound toys. And then we do, you know, a little bit of voice as well if you want to, and tuning forks as well. So it's only $5 if you're in the area. Come on in, and if you're not, drive on or fly in. You know, and we also have our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat in August 30th and 31st. Last year was sold out, so it's $145 until May 1st. And that's an amazing, beautiful place with hot tubs and a beautiful river right next to it. And, of course, Mount Shasta with 3 million Lemurians living underneath it in love and light. So that's... You can find that on our website as well. Also, if you happen to be in the area, we're going to be in Bali on March 18th to the 23rd for the Bali Spirit Festival. I'm one of the main presenters there at the Bali Spirit Festival. And so that should be really interesting. I'm really excited about that. We also have an open house on Sunday, April 6th here at the school. And we also have our normal sound healing program and audio recording programs. The sound healing program and audio recording program start May 19th here at the Institute. For the sound healing program, you can continue on into the associate degree as well, which would start in September. We also have the summer intensive, and that's June 8th to the 21st, which is 2 weeks straight, so it's really good to fly in. You can even stay here at the school for $200 for the whole 2 weeks, which is really, really good. No beds or showers, but there's YMCAs close by. And if you pay in full for any of this, you get a discount as of supposed to be today, but we can extend it for another couple of days if you just heard it. Okay, and then we've got the sound healing audio production program. We not only have the May 19th start, but the June 22nd to August 3rd, in between our summer intensives, we have two summer intensives this summer, you could do it in between. So that's June 22nd to August 3rd. And then the second summer intensive for sound healing begins August 4th, August 3rd. And so if you pay in full, in the next couple of days, you can get $600 discount on that. We also still have all of our treatments online. We can find your soul frequency. We can do a voice analysis to find out what's wrong with you. Or we can do voice healing. Emmanuel does voice healing. It's very powerful, very powerful. It's worked on a lot of people with cancer and had a lot of success, a serious healer. And he also does treatments here as well as online over the phone or over the phone. We've got our store where you can get a full range of CDs. We've got about 60 CDs and a lot of CDs that you can put right on your body. They're frequencies for everything from bones and tendons and ligaments and muscles to respiratory system, circulatory system. I mean, everything you can imagine. And these are very well-researched frequencies. So we have those CDs. We also have all of our crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got gongs. We've got 100 different types of sound healing instruments. You can find that at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. And the school information is at soundhealingcenter.com. So you can find all the other information on the therapy center at soundhealingcenter.com. In fact, everything's under that. Oh, one other thing is my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. That's at completeguidetosoundhealing.com. And you can get the physical book, you can get the ebook, or you can get an interactive book that has sounds sound examples of all the things I'm talking about in the book. Okay. So check that out if you're interested. Okay. Today's show is on detachment. And it's really an interesting aspect of detachment and going to a place of stillness. Maybe we should start with the stillness part. You know, it's really about non-duality. Let me put it this way. You know, we are a couple of things when people talk about it. We are our feelings, our emotions, our body. We are, our mind, our thoughts. We are a full range of stuff, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And spiritually, that's the interesting part, because from that perspective, we are a point of awareness, which is essentially no frequency. When you look at it from a frequency perspective, point of awareness is no frequency, because it's just a witness. It's just a synchronization to what it's seeing. There's nothing there. And the whole world of non-duality is really focused on being a point of awareness. Eckhart Tolle is really huge on this, of course. And it actually started with, some gurus years ago. Muktananda, maybe? I've got it written down in my book, but I can't remember. But it actually started a long time ago. Gangaji is really into this. She's got a lot of videos and does talks. There's also Adi Ashanti, who is into non-duality and being a point of awareness, where you are really nothing. And the whole point, the whole cool thing about non-duality and becoming a point of awareness, it's not something you need to practice over many years to finally obtain. It's simply a moment away of just being present. Now, it's interesting. When you are 100% present, not thinking, not planning, not really figuring out anything out, but just present with the world around you, present with your senses, present with your what you're seeing, present with what you're hearing, what you're feeling, present with your breath, presence with, you know, you could even take it to a more extreme level of presence with the earth, with the whole universe, presence with everything in the universe. But there's, you know, different levels that we've become present at. But when we're present, we are not really thinking about anything, and we're in the brainwave state of alpha. That's relaxed presence, not thinking. So that is a very fast frequency, actually a very fast rhythm is what it is. It's below the range of hearing It's actually between 8 and 12 cycles per second. And it's about like this. Or it's pretty fast. It's interesting to think that is very peaceful, relaxed presence. It's a very fast rhythm. It's almost a little activating. It's quite activating because presence is an activated state, even though it's a higher activated state of relaxation. It's kind of a funny thing to say. It's this state of complete presence of where you disappear and are just a point of awareness. Now, what's interesting about this is it really gets you out of time. Time is a big problem because time really brings you into stories of not being aware. Also, time brings you into the whole emotional world. You know, when you are present in a point of awareness, there is no emotion. It's really interesting. There might be watching feelings in your body, or you might be aware, totally aware of them, but there is no pain because a point of awareness does not feel pain. It is just whatever it's seeing. There's no sensation of pain. It's just the witness watching pain. So the key here is really comes down to two things. What you're watching and what you are. And that gets you off the roller coaster of emotions and pain and suffering. Because you can be suffering and feeling it in your body or emotions, but if you are simply watching it, the part that is watching it is not suffering. So if you look at it from a frequency perspective, it's kind of like a little camera lens that doesn't have an actual frequency at all, watching the myriad of frequencies in the universe. Okay. Now, that's the first aspect. And the reason I say there's two parts is because there's the observer or witness, which is no frequency. And there is whatever's being watched, which is tons of frequencies. Okay? And again, what can be watched is, it could be your physical body, all the pain in there, all the strife you're going through with money problems. It could be all the strife you're going through with relationships. No. You're just watching it. There is no pain. Eckhart Tolle talks about it. He talks about getting off of the pain body. He said the pain body is not you. The part that feels the pain is not you. It is a collection of all the pain since the beginning of time, especially pain that fits your type of being. You know, whether you're a woman or a man or even a culture, there's collective pain. But it's not you. People have been feeling that for ages. It is not you. What is you is now. And in the now, there is no pain because you're just a witness. Okay? So it's interesting to look at it from that perspective. But there's a second perspective that's quite different. And that is, you are your soul. And we'll actually merge these later as we talk about it. You are your soul. And then the world is going on around you and inside you, inside your physical body, your personality, your emotional body, your mental body. But your soul is at peace. Your point of awareness is at peace. That's the interesting thing. No frequency, a witness, is at peace because it's not on the roller coaster of anything. It's just watching it. So there's this stillness about the point of awareness. But there's also this stillness that is your soul. Your soul is a frequency because everything is a frequency except, I guess, everything except the witness. Because although there's the soul behind the witness, and they say it's really cool. I haven't noticed it myself, but it's really cool when you can tune in to both your soul while witnessing things, your soul and the witness at the same time. But let's go back to the soul now. The soul is a very clear frequency of you. In physics, everything is vibrating. And what makes things what they are is the frequency that they vibrate at. It's a little more complex than that because there's the harmonics, but the number one thing that makes something what it is its main frequency. And in science, often that is the main thing that defines what something is. Scientists actually define it based on its frequency. That's really the main thing that makes something what it is. For example, a cell is a cell because it vibrates at a certain frequency. It's a certain type of cell. If it changes its frequency, it's no longer the same cell. It might be a cancer cell then. Okay? So your soul doesn't change. Alice Bailey says this, and it totally makes sense based on the laws of physics where whatever something is defined by its frequency. If your soul frequency changed, you'd be a different soul. Maybe you got a walk-in, you know. But for the most part, we don't change. We are the same soul. Our personalities change, our mental, emotional bodies, all types of things change over many lifetimes. But it's really just our stuff. Our stuff around our soul that changes. That frequency of our soul doesn't change. And I've come to believe quite strongly that that soul frequency is your home note. The home note is like the home note of a song. Every song has a key, and that home note is where you're at rest. So I've come to believe that your soul note is where you're at rest, and that's the deepest place of peace there is. And all it is just a frequency humming consistently. Just like a crystal bowl, too. A frequency humming consistently is the definition of peace. And that's what our soul is. So, if you just resonate that peace that is your soul, you're never affected by anything. If you become what you are, that consistent, stable frequency, then you're never affected by anything. And it's really cool because that consistent, stable frequency of your soul is connected to oneness of everything in the universe. It is a part of the entire God's matrix, that soul frequency. So it's not just a speck. It's this connection to the fullness as well, at peace. So when you resonate that, you're not on the roller coaster of all the three main problems that we deal with: health, wealth, and relationships. Fourth is like world changes, you know, climate stuff and earthquakes and weather and things like that. None of that affects you when you are at pure frequency or pure awareness where you are a witness. Let's play the song Enlightenment here, the short version of it, and tune in to that place of peace. This is the essence of enlightenment, that place of peace inside you that is never affected by anything, but is not disconnected from it. And that's the key we'll talk about after you listen to this. This is enlightenment.
Thank you.
last note of that song is the home note. It's the note in any song that leaves you at rest, in a state of peace. And that's where your soul note is, except it's the key of your song, of who you are. So it's a little deeper than just the home note of any song, unless you got lucky and your soul note's the same note as that song, which I think is D, might be A actually. So that's the key. So really, when you look at detachment, which many spiritual traditions talk about as the ideal. For example, the Bhagavad Gita says, detached action is unselfish work. Or the Bodhidharma, the essence of the way is detachment, detachment. When you learn not to want things so badly, life comes to you. By letting it go, it all gets done. The world is won by those who let it go. But when you try and try, the world is beyond the winning. That's Lao Tzu. He who would be serene and pure needs but one thing, detachment. It's a mystic from Germany in 1260 AD. But you know, it's interesting, thinking about this, the word detachment makes it, it's so close to disconnection. And it's really quite different from disconnection. Because there's a part that they often don't talk about, which I think is really important, that detachment is only detachment from the physical, mental, and emotional world. It's not detachment from your soul. And it's not detachment from the witness. So it's often, you know, for the longest time, and that's why I wanted to do this show, for years, I mean, I knew detachment was the deal because I could be in peace. The whole point is to be in peace, at peace inside, and dancing with the waves of frequency on the outside, right? Dancing with all that's going on in the world, just surfing the waves of reality, but at the same time being still on the inside, right? And I knew detachment was the key. I mean, everybody said that. There's so many traditions. And I thought, but how do you get there? I mean, what's the deal? How do you do it? How do you detach? And a lot of, hardly any of these traditions talk about where you go. And it occurs to me that where you go is to your soul, where the witness is watching the whole thing going on. So you're not on the roller coaster. Again, it's the difference between when you're on the roller coaster of emotions or relationships or stuff or pain, anything that is not peaceful, there is only one thing, and that is your awareness of the pain, of the emotion, of whatever's going on. When you get off the roller coaster, there's two things now. So there's not just one, I feel anger, or I feel fear, or I feel this. It's not, you're no longer attached, you're no longer on the roller coaster of that emotion. You are separate from it, but you are your soul and point of awareness from it. That is who you are. And that never changes, even when you die. Even when you die, you're still your soul, and still, I assume, point of awareness as well. So those are the places of stillness. It's interesting now, I hadn't thought about it. So we're doing blue sky, like just brainstorming here. What's the connection between the soul frequency and that point of awareness? Let's meditate on that one as we listen to a song called Reconnection. This is about reconnecting to source energy, which is where your soul is and where that reconnection is. So let's listen to Reconnection as we meditate on connection between your soul and that point of awareness. You know, I get this visual of a eye in the middle of your soul. Perhaps that's the eye of Horus. Horus in Egypt. Perhaps it's the soul that is the point of awareness. They say, actually, there's people that do brainwave mapping. There was Anna Weiss wrote a bunch of books on it. She passed away last year, a couple years ago. And they say that with EEG, you can actually see both when a person is a point of awareness where they're one with the entire universe, and when they are seeing they're aware of their soul frequency at the same time. So it's like this grounding and of the awareness, grounding of a frequency of you, while so you're aware of not just what's around you, but aware of the observer, aware of the witness as well. You know, it's interesting. It's the balance between involvement and detachment is really the deal. The ideal is when you are still totally a part of the universe. So it's like we don't want to detach from the universe. We just want to be that which we are, which is one with all of it, the soul one with all of it. But really detaching from the illusions of different emotions, illusions of different things. There's a funny quote here. This is from Sam Snead, a golfer. He says, to be consistently effective, you must put a certain distance between yourself and what happens to you on the golf course. It's not indifference, it's detachment. It's interesting because, you know, a lot of the stuff about detachment is what we were talking about just a little while ago, some of the quotes, where it's about attachment to your desires. And that's tricky because, you know, if you look at Buddhism, they say the main thing of suffering is your attachment to what you would like or expectations of what you would like to get. Because if you don't get it, you're suffering. If you do get it, you're suffering because you are afraid you might lose it, because then there can be the loss. So the idea is to be detached and to not really want to, you know, I guess not have desire for things. On the other hand, there's the law of attraction from Abraham, which is at complete odds with that. The idea is you set up a whole frequency to will in the vibration you create your own vibration that's in alignment with what you want or what you want to become, and that draws it to you. So it's Esther Hicks and Abraham talks about all the time, shooting out rockets of desire to be able to change your world. And that's how we actually change. So it's interesting. The trick is, again, to be able to still do things, because otherwise, I mean, if you look at just complete detachment, then you would never do anything. I mean, who cares if we eat? You know, who cares if we die? I mean, who cares? But it's really divine will. It's divine will that you're doing things out of what is right, what is in alignment with Source, not what is in alignment with your own fulfillment. That's really the key, I think, it's still detachment when you're doing things in alignment with what is meant to be. It's with Source and Source's will. Because even Source is growing, according to Alice Bailey and many others. There is this divine will of transformation and ascension that we're all going through. And it's not just staying the same. So there is a divine will that is completely not attached to the outcome. Same, we talk about it here in the classes a lot, about doing healing with no attachment at all to the outcome. You do your best that it will turn out the best, and you do your best for it. But regardless of what you do, there's no attachment to the outcome, which means you don't get bummed if it doesn't work. Which also means you don't even get happy if it works. It's like you can do gratitude, but, you know, it's like if you start really getting attached to that happiness of someone being healed, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, because then if it doesn't work, you know, then you're bummed. It's like there's this whole attachment. So a lot of it is attachment to the ego, to your own personal selfish desires. So it's really, you can really base it on whether what you're wanting is for both yourself and the highest good of everyone, or just yourself. If it's for everyone, then that's not attachment, because then you're doing it for in alignment with the laws of nature and source and spirit. Well, kind of fun musing on this. Musing. I like that word, musing. Okay, so let's listen to another song here. And this is really one of the largest, most important aspects of all. And that is detachment from that fear that is not us. So this is the song. This song is called Overcoming Fear. Going to that place of a point of awareness in your soul where there's never any fear. Okay. Resonate that. Thank you. came across a quote from this philosopher from 121 AD. He says, it's Marcus Aurelius, how to live the good life. The ability is in your soul, as long as it remains unattached to things that are morally neutral to it. And the soul will remain unattached if it carefully scrutinizes each of these neutral things, both as whole and by separation into the elements that compose them. So he's talking about looking at them as frequency and what they are. Remember that none of these things are responsible for creating our conception about them. These things are motionless and so can't even approach us. It is we ourselves who create ideas about things and, as we might say, drag them inside ourselves. It is in our power not to include them, even if these conceptions have unconsciously gained admission to our minds, to erase them. Like that. Here's some other really cool quotes. A master sees things as they are, without trying to control them. He lets them go their own way and resides at the center of the circle. That is Lao Tzu. No, Dao De Jing. No. Okay, and then here's Buddha. The Buddha, whatever feelings arise, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, abide contemplating impermanence in those feelings. Contemplate fading away, relinquishment, letting go of all those feelings. Contemplating this, one does not cling to anything in this world. When not clinging, there is no agitation. When not agitated, one personally attains nirvana. And then one other little thing here that's very, very cool. Let me find it again. Oops, wrong one. Okay. There's talking about, here we go. I'm getting back to it. Okay. Wisdom of uncertainty. This one's very cool. The law of detachment. In detachment lies the wisdom of uncertainty. In the wisdom of uncertainty lies the freedom from our past, from the known, which is the prison of past conditioning. And in our willingness to step into the unknown, the field of all possibilities, we surrender ourselves to the creative mind that orchestrates the dance of the universe. It's that place of peace and stillness inside, watching the dance. Okay, so here's a good affirmation. Putting the law of detachment into effect by taking the following steps. Today, I will commit myself to detachment. I will allow myself and those around me the freedom to be as they are. I will not rigidly impose my idea of how things should be. I will not force solutions on problems, thereby creating new problems. I will participate in everything with detached involvement. Even further, looking for the will of spirit, the will of source, that will that is divine will. Then she goes further. Today I will factor in uncertainty as an essential ingredient of my experience. In my willingness to accept uncertainty, solutions will spontaneously emerge out of the problem, out of the confusion, disorder, and chaos. The more uncertain things seem to be, the more secure I will feel. I love that. Say that again. The more uncertain things seem to be, the more secure I will feel, because uncertainty is my path to freedom. Through the wisdom of uncertainty, I will find my security. And that's really the cool part about detachment, is you stop trying to control things and you just listen for the patterns and music of spirit. It's natural flow, the way it naturally goes. One final thing she says here, whoever this is, let's see what site this is. Oh, this is from the the Chopra Center. It's from the Chopra Center. Deepak Chopra. Oh, didn't even realize. Okay, last one. I will step into the field of all possibilities and anticipate the excitement that can occur when I remain open to an infinity of choices. When I step into the field of all possibilities, I will experience all the fun, adventure, magic, and mystery of life. You know, it's interesting. The key that's always thrown me off, I think, is detachment is not total detachment. It's totally connecting with your soul and that of which everything is, the entire universe that we are one with. It's really not detachment. It's detachment only from our ego, our physical body, and our emotions, and sinking totally, you could say full attachment to who we are. That point of awareness, which is no frequency at all, and our soul, which is a very powerful, sweet home note, which is also connected to all frequencies in the universe, which is where we're all one, because we're all frequencies in the universe. So it's complete attachment. It's complete attachment to being one with the universe when you're detached from the illusions. And you have compassion for all that time we spend in suffering. Well, hold that energy of detachment and complete connection to Source as long as you can. Forever. At least through the evening, maybe. Maybe the whole weekend. Oh, do it for the whole week. Or just go for months. Or no use fooling around. Years and years and lifetimes. Again, at peace inside, dancing on the outside. Thanks for listening. Take care.